Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to actress, business owner, and my neighbor, Marcela Macias. My favorite part of her interview was talking about Milo, the Chihuahua / Cocker Spaniel wonder dog. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome, for the first time on the podcast, actress, business owner, Marcela Macias.
Should I apply for myself?
Yeah. If you want, yeah. So it's finally,
after 13 years,
you, dude, hey, but you're here?
Hey, I'm here.
You're a new dog owner, I wanted to showcase your beautiful dog, right? Milo, mm-hmm. Macias.
Yes.
And you've been very, yeah, there you go. He's the best dog in the world. Mm-hmm. How much do you want for him?
I think we talked about this.
I know, but I want, yeah, because he likes me too. And I, you know, when I babysit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so $250?
For every time you babysit him? Yeah.
No, I mean, as far as, can we do co-ownership?
Oh, well, unless you want to babysit him every time I need you to babysit him. And then...
Can we talk about his story?
And okay.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
As far as the fostering. Okay. And, yeah, so how did this come about?
So I've been having the doggy fever for a while. So I don't know how I came across this, like, foster place. And I sign up. Never heard from them. And then a couple months ago, they texted me and they're like, we need urgently tomorrow someone for two puppies. And I was like, oh,
what's the name of the place? Place
Barks again? And Bitches.
So go check out Barks and Bitches on Instagram. Mm-hmm. They have quite a few dogs on there.
They do. They have all the time. They're always rescuing dogs from, mm-hmm. They're about to get murdered.
Oh, you mean euthanized? Yeah. Put down.
Yeah. So that's what they do.
Do they have a lot of Chihuahuas and pit bulls?
Actually, all type of dogs right now. Like, people just abandon their dogs because they don't fit in their life anymore, or they're just like having babies, they don't take care of them, so they have a bunch of babies. He was found with his sister. They were found on a box on like an alley or something. They were like,
what?
2 weeks old
in a box, in a mm-hmm, cardboard box. Mm-hmm. Where in LA County?
I think
LA
it was
County.
Like Riverside. Don't believe me, but
yeah. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Riverside.
So that's how they rescue a lot of dogs. And there's a lot of places, but I know this one specifically.
Because when I first saw this little tiger, mm-hmm. he was dinky. He was a little...
He
looked like a little cub.
He fit on my palm.
Yeah.
Like, I will carry him right here. Yeah. He's
and growing. So when did you realize from fostering to owning the dog? Because I wanted the other one. I should have put in my application.
I told you, dude.
Yeah, the other one was an angel, too.
She was a lot of energy, so I don't
Pringles
know. Yeah,
so
you would have sleep a lot.
Shout out to Pringles. Yeah, shout out to Pringles.
Poor baby. Now yeah. Winnie. So ever since they came home, I felt really attached to both of them, but him, I had this special
bond.
I always felt like
a bond
closer to him.
Yeah.
And she was very overtaking because she was bigger than him. Mm-hmm. So it was really hard to have that closeness with him, but she was very energetic.
Mm-hmm,
I'm
mm-hmm.
not a very energetic person, so I knew my relationship with her wouldn't work
because mm-hmm.
she needed more than what I could offer her. But mm-hmm, with mm-hmm. him, I was like, maybe. And then he almost got adopted. They both got families. And I started stalling every time they wanted, like, to come and meet him. I was mm-hmm. like, oh, I'm busy, da-da-da. So Finally, the family kind of got tired, and I told the agency, I was like, I want him.
Yeah. And were they pretty lenient? And
no, it's pretty difficult, actually. You have to, like, fill a questionnaire about, like, where is he going to live? What type of food is he going to eat? Where veterinarian?
So
yeah.
If there's a survey?
Yeah. There's a lot, because they want to make sure.
They screen you.
Yeah, you're a good match. You're not going to abandon the dog, like, a month, a year, 10 years.
Did they physically come here to interview you?
No. So what? Well, they met me because I went to pick up the doggy. Mm-hmm, so they already knew me. But I know for the other families, they had a lot of application for both of them, and only they only pre-approved two families, one per each,
mm-hmm.
and they had like a interview and stuff like that.
No, yeah. Did you do a thing called Rover? Because isn't that people around us have done that? We're not going to say any names,
uh-huh.
but some of our other neighbors have done this thing called Rover,
mm-hmm.
where you could babysit other dogs and
actually
stuff.
I was thinking about it. I had just opened my profile, mm-hmm. and I was like, you know what, maybe I can take care of dogs, make some extra money. But it was mainly just for me to be around dogs without having the commitment of adopting.
And now you have that yard, don't you?
And now I'm taking over and the yard.
And I didn't say anything. But when the other neighbor moved out, you took. You
like,
claim that. Give me a pound for that.
But it's
you
always been like that here. It's
I know,
like,
but
who
there
claims
was,
first?
But there was a bamboo fence, and within I don't know how long you waited, but you tore that thing down. Now that is your. You claim that.
Hey, listen,
didn't you?
I offered it to you. You never took
well,
on it.
Well, because it's like your door's closest to the yard. Yeah.
Nobody cared for it. And I was like, you
but
know
you
what?
Completely took. You took over the garage, too, didn't you?
Dude, I'm
what do you have in the garage
the whole
there?
Thing. Oh, I have a pink Jeep.
So that's where the.
Yeah, baby. Where do you think it is?
So you use the garage. You took over the garage completely?
Yeah. I have storage. I have a garage. I have a patio.
Oh, my God. So when did you start doing the movie projection? And when did you get the swimming pool out there? I mean, this, she does it all. She's got movies she plays out there now.
So I have an inflatable like movie projector, which I invited him. He didn't want to come.
No, but
it's on video. Thank you.
Oh. No, it's under the mosquitoes.
Don't even.
Look.
Don't even
look,
get me.
Look,
ooh, yeah, he wants to show the leg.
Yeah, it's itching. But keep going.
Yes. So that one I got a couple of months ago. But then first I started with the pink pool, like the kids pool. Remember, like
I put it right outside. Yeah, when your sister was visiting. You
exactly.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I put that one, but it was a lot of mess to take it on and put it on. So then I found this like inflatable like. Lazy pool spa or something like that where
you get online or how'd you
no
find
liquidation store
really mm-hmm. wow you're resourceful
it's like 200 bucks brand new
yes.
I was like bring that baby home because we need it and we have a patio
then how long did it take you to set that pool up
oh gosh it was raining so I got it like around January and then mm-hmm. it didn't stop raining until like July so mm-hmm. I had to wait all that time and then finally the setup was actually pretty quick and pretty easy. I wanted to put grass because mm-hmm. it's all dirt, but it's so freaking expensive.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I was like, fine, I'll do it on the
and
dirt.
Then we've been neighbors for a while now.
Yes.
For like I would say
like
past
12,
a, past a decade,
years.
Past
yes,
a decade.
Yes, yes.
And boy, have we dealt with
I was
some.
Like
we've dealt
3 years
with a lot.
Old.
We've dealt with a lot here, huh?
Oh God.
As far as the can we talk a little bit about the plumbing?
I used to live
in your unit
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and then I moved here when
where
this person
the old
moved
person no when yeah. the old person died now he didn't
so
move
rest,
down
rest in peace Colin Drake rest in peace
and there's ghosts in here
yeah okay you know rest in peace Colin I know you're in heaven
I didn't imagine
I have some of his stuff I was resourceful too
yeah
I have Colin's army chest and a couple of other items that
nice.
You know and then you know I was taking care of Dolly remember
uh-huh.
that dog
I do
it was similar Dolly
yeah,
was a little bigger than that dog
mm-hmm.
but rest in peace Colin but we've been dealing with some plumbing issues haven't
yes.
we
yes
what kind I mean I felt so bad for you as far as didn't your you could say it they don't know where we are but your toilet exploded
fuck
And there's stuff that happened in the shower, right?
Yeah. So so the toilet didn't explode. It would explode. It pops on the shower. So because we have roots, so the water is I don't know something.
What
happening.
Came from up from that drain? Shit.
It was really bad. It was really bad. Shit. It was really bad. Yeah.
And so why are they so incompetent when we?
Because they don't freaking care.
Because my toilet's breaking down right now, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It does make me feel better, though. I'm sorry. I'm not the only one.
What about that night where I was yelling for Chris? I was like,
that was like 5 a.m., dude. It was like 5, 6 a.m.
Dude,
like
the
bathroom exploded. Like water.
The water came at like a fire hose. Mm-hmm. And
we
called
the
fire department.
Yeah.
How many firefighters were in here?
I don't know, but they were
and
really
you guys,
cute.
You guys were like, and I was shivering.
Yes, they were full, like completely wet. But that helped my bathroom, you know, because mine was starting.
Well, I'm glad.
Yes,
thank
yes.
God for my,
so I actually,
my catastrophe helped you.
Now I pray that it happens again.
Dude, my place almost got overflowed with water. I almost lost everything in here, all of my valuables.
I'll be like, okay, let's
Dude,
be honest.
It was
How
bad.
How often do you shower?
A lot.
Now enough?
Once every other day. Or it used to be every day.
Damn.
Yeah, why?
Because I want to be like, if you don't use it that often, it should be fine. I can't.
Yeah. Dude, are you having hot water problems now?
No.
Okay.
No.
So what is going on? I don't want to say the name of the place, but they're neglecting us, aren't they?
They are horrible. They actually, you know, the manager blocked my phone number.
We're talking about the management company.
Yeah,
we're not going to say their name.
The management company, but the guy who is like right now in charge with our house, my text used to go blue, you know, like iPhones and stuff like that. Now they go green. And when I call, it goes straight to voicemail. But if I call with a different phone, he picks up.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So I've done that like 3 times.
So what? Weren't they doing this? Every time you call, they switch the number to another person in another department.
Yeah, they kept saying, like, there's a new person. We're not in charge anymore. So, yeah, it's a freaking nightmare. But I found a loophole.
Can we say it?
I'm pretty proud of my loophole.
Please say it.
So what I do now is I call directly the plumbing company, mm-hmm. and I pretend I'm the manager of the management company. So,
let's pretend. Okay, so am I the... I'm the management company?
No, I'm the management company.
No. You're you. And
oh,
then,
God.
Hi, how can I help you?
No, you're not the management company. Okay. You are the plumbing company.
Hi, Jethro's Plumbing. How can I help you?
Hi, yes. Whatever my name is, I'm the manager from whatever company
this
is.
Okay, let me just check the chart real quick.
Yeah.
Okay, that's...
I have a tenant. You guys come pretty often to her house and she...
What seems to be the problem?
So her toilet, her shower is not draining, so she needs somewhere to like...
Okay, and what else is going on there?
Get that fixed. She said that she had her whole toilet exploding
and then
the shower.
And then is there feces involved?
There might be some stuff, so you can go ahead and I'll pre-approve whatever she needs done. Mm-hmm. I don't care budget, I just want that fix.
Okay, so who's gonna pay for this?
We are you have us on your account, so just send the bill.
Well, because it seems like there's no account here that I'm looking at here. What's it? Okay, so
I'm the manager.
You're the manager of the whole building?
I'm not the manager of the whole building. I'm the manager of the management company.
Okay.
And I need this fixed ASAP.
Okay. I just don't see an account here available. Who do I charge here for this work being done?
Charge it to whatever my name is.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, you should have my phone number. So
okay.
Just type 555-444.
Can we do that with my toilet?
We can try. But the thing is that because they already... I have a plumber every 2 months in my house.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why...
that bad?
Yeah.
It's not always the same, like, exploding. I didn't know it was that bad.
No. It's not always, like, it explodes. So what happens is, like, when I'm taking a shower, suddenly the water won't, like, drain. It starts like slowly not draining, and then when it fully doesn't drain, and then it just sometimes the toilet happens. And so they've been so often, they know me already. Like the, every guy they come and they're like, "You again?" I'm like, "Yes." And I used to fight them because they didn't want to do it through the roof. They wanted to remove my toilet every time. And I'm like, "No." So now they don't even fight me. They're like, "Yeah, fuck it, like, yeah, we'll go through."
And what are we gonna do? What's going on with the squatters next door?
Dude, they were here like 3 days ago.
Okay, because all I heard was you were like, "Steve, they're back there, Steve." And I'm in here.
I'm gonna get murdered.
Should I grab my machete? I don't know what to do here.
I know I can count of you like three in the morning, four in the morning. Yes.
And so what do I do? What do we do next time? Do we, should we just throw like stink bombs over? Like, what do we do? Do we maybe smoke bombs to smoke them out?
I mean, sure. Yeah, I'm desperate.
How are they breaking the gate? Isn't there like a gate?
Yeah, they keep bringing it. And we've done locks. We've done everything. They keep getting
in. You know what? What we haven't done? Barbed wire.
Oh, I thought about that. It's
so maybe
illegal?
We could go to Home Depot and get that sharp, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I thought of that. They told me it was illegal, but then maybe management company did it and we didn't know.
Wow. So they own that too.
Yeah.
But didn't we board that up?
We?
not we, but didn't
yeah,
they,
we did it.
Didn't they board it up?
Yeah.
So they...
that's what they were doing the other day. They were breaking the window. So I came and I was like... I was actually half asleep and he was the one barking.
So you're the enforcer of this whole... You're the main enforcer.
Dude, it's
awful. You're like, it's all you. I commend you for that. Like, because that's your yard.
Well,
now.
Because I'm afraid they're gonna come. I'm afraid.
But then this
like,
guy helps. Now, doesn't Milo bark
barks,
and warn
he
you?
He does. He's a beautiful right? boy.
You're doing a good job, aren't you?
Yeah. So he's the one who actually started barking. Mm-hmm. And I was trying
good
to ignore
boy.
It because I wanted to sleep, but then it was too hard to ignore. So what they said is like, my girlfriend's inside. She's like overdosing, and I'm like, well, you need to call the police.
That's what they said.
That's what he said. So by the time I run around. They already left, so it was obviously
a
lie.
You spooked them.
Yeah, but then I stopped the police, and then they like three patrols came, and they all went inside with
and
their
guns. You call the LAPD?
Yeah, I called 911, but they've been here so many times, dude. Between the plumbers and the police, I can't.
There's not much they can do, can they? They can't do much.
No, they actually didn't go inside the house because they said they needed a permit from the owner, and I was like, well, good luck. They don't even pick up my phone call.
Yeah. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. So what else is, what's the gnarliest thing you've heard back there? Like just.
There was a day, a guy with like, he was launching to our other neighbor with like a knife or something.
And I have to also commend you. You have a great security camera that catches people who walk in here.
Yeah.
Cause remember that one bald guy that did so. Yeah. He put the backpack in front of my door.
Mm-hmm. Remember the one who shit outside your door? Oh my God, you right outside.
Watch it.
Oops. No? Yeah. Sorry.
All right, let's timestamp that part. Yeah, that really pissed me off. It made me so mad because it was such a big shit pile. Hear me out. And it made me so bad because of the smell. And I let it dry out. I kept it there for weeks for it to dry out. And I kept looking at it. Every time I came home, I kept looking at it. And I kept looking at it until finally it was so dry enough. Dude, it was like a horse had done it.
But listen.
And you know what made me mad?
What?
He stuck his ass against the wall like it was a toilet.
How do you know?
Because I looked at it. He, like, stuck his butt against the wall like it...
Oh, the way the position of...
Yeah, the position of the shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, but the worst part for me is that he was doing it and you came out. So
did
you,
I?
Yeah, because I had it on video. So he comes in, he's doing his duty, and then I saw you coming out, like, right... few seconds after. So he's doing his stuff while you pass him by.
I didn't know. I would have said
obviously
something if
not.
I saw
obviously
him taking
not.
Shit.
I know.
He must have done something happened.
Yeah, it was dark. I mean
it was dark.
But it's funny.
How did he come back here anyway? The door should be locked. What are we gonna do about this guy up here?
If we're know
not going to say
so
his
many.
Name, but he's the most problematic neighbor we've ever had. He's actually a bad guy.
He's a bad person. This boy, like, he'll walk by at 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, whatever. He'll wake up and start barking, and he doesn't bark to anybody but him.
How many guys does he bring over?
Jesus.
How many dudes is he bringing over?
I mean, listen, I don't care who you bring.
But it's
they
like
last, like, 20 minutes
a boy
here.
A boy town party upstairs.
But it's scary, especially because, like,
and
you
can I be
know.
Honest? I think, and this is just my guess, I think he purposely leaves the door open for the dog.
Oh,
to
no,
run out
he does.
Just to be a
yeah,
dick.
Yeah, yeah, he does. He did it before the dogs.
Yeah.
Remember during the pandemic, and I had this huge fight with him. It started with the door.
When did the fighting start? Because I got it. I'll tell you my big fight with him, okay. And then you tell me your big. Mm-hmm. I had a big falling out with mm-hmm. him, and I said, "You're an alcoholic, man." Mm-hmm. But you tell me your story.
That was your whole story?
No. Well, he did something. He did something. He was drunk, and then I confront. I go, "Hey, dude, like, you can't be doing that." And he goes, "Oh yeah, is that so? Yeah." And I go, "Hey, dude, I didn't want to say anything, but you are an alcoholic." Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then we got into it like a screaming match.
Okay.
Yeah, but go ahead.
I had a couple, but the last one, because we were friendly for a second.
You guys were buddies for a while.
For a while, yeah, because I wanted just to keep, like, things nice, and he lives upstairs. Like, it's just why have a bad relationship. But things didn't work out, but I think the one time he parked his van behind my car, and I needed to go to work, and then I texted him, and he's like, "I'm in Santa Monica," and I'm like, "What the fuck, dude? Like, I gotta go to work." And then, so I parked behind him the next day because I had to leave again early and I didn't want him to block me. And he came and, like, he started, like, knocking down, but not even knocking. He was, like, going against my door.
What, pounding it?
Yeah, like pretty bad.
Was
I
he
didn't
intoxicated?
Have the, oh, totally.
He's always drunk.
He's always drunk. And so, after that, we stopped talking. And then finally one night, he started leaving the door open. And we had all this, the guy who almost attacked you outside my door. Remember the homeless with the knife or something? That he was stealing your shoes.
You're bringing up the wrong stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
I forgot about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, and I said something that night.
We had so many things happening, so yeah. I kept closing the door, and that night, he came over.
They probably think that we live
in the crazy town. I know.
Yeah, but that, yeah, he was.
But like, I have a huge patio.
But I used to keep my old, like, shoes on the side of out there,
yeah.
And this guy took my shoes. I go, "Hey, dude, those are my shoes." He goes, "I didn't know, man." And they always say they're waiting for a friend.
Yeah,
"Hey, man, is Tony around?" It's like, "There ain't no Tony here, dude. Get out of here."
Yeah.
But yeah, keep going.
So anyway, so he came over. He flipped me. He had to my door, but he had no idea I had the camera.
Yeah.
So I could see him. And then he went over to the back and he broke some, like, plants. And I heard it. And
I remember that night.
And that, like, that
he
was
broke
the
side
end for
plant
me.
On the, when you crossed the corner, mm-hmm, you had one mm-hmm, hanging. Mm-hmm. It was like a vase.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he broke that and it was on the ground.
And that was, like, the tip of the iceberg for me. So I came over. I was on my PJs. And I was like, "I'm done with you. You need to stop this." And he started recording me. And he posted on his Facebook the whole recording. And then he came over and told me. Oh,
whoa,
bless
you, okay,
baby.
Buddy? You okay? And then?
And then, long short story, I called the police on him.
Maybe the mic needs to be closer. Oh, it's okay. Wait, is it blocking? It's in. Okay.
I can a little bit.
Maybe to the side. Okay, that's good. Maybe more.
So long short story, he was not gonna leave me alone. I knew that, and I was afraid it was gonna get worse, so I called the police and they came and talked to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said that I was homophobic and that's why I was getting in a fight. He said
I
had a bunch of boyfriends that were, like, attacking him all the time. And he said all this bunch of lies to the police. But they could see through his bullshit. And they were like, yeah. He was like, "I'm going to get a restraining order against her and blah, blah, blah." So, and they were like, yeah, just don't get close to her ever again. And
is he there by up there by himself now?
Yeah, for many years.
I liked his old. Remember his old roommate?
I barely remember that guy. I remember
he was a lot friendlier than him.
But I don't remember.
Yeah,
I think he moved out like close to where Nike.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah.
Do you know what he does for work or?
Bartender.
Of course.
How he.
Because I always see, you know, up by the trash. Mm-hmm. I always the see bottles. like vodka bottles mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
Yeah, so he gets boxes from his work and stuff like that.
I just don't like the in and out. I don't know who's coming.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, do you remember that story?
What?
There was a naked guy just in his underwear, tidy whities.
The one who was yelling at him?
He was shivering. And he knocked on my door waiting for
Oh, my God. Him. No, I don't.
Yeah. And I opened the door. I go, yeah, can I help you? What are you doing? He goes, I was waiting for. And I go, dude, if you don't leave here in 5 minutes, I am calling the police.
Jesus.
Yeah. And he had no clothes on.
Oh, my God. No. How did I miss that?
I don't think you were around. It was like at four or five in the morning.
Okay.
And I was playing a game and then I heard.
Wait, can I tell you something about you playing games?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, he has a very active sex life. Because I keep hearing, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And I was like, okay, go, dude, with like porn or whatever.
That's a video game, right?
Now I know that, but I was like, nobody's there. So he's playing with his computer or like he's having a great time. And then Craig was like, no, he's playing video games. I'm like, oh, that makes sense. But for the longest time, I was like, go, dude.
No, I was playing Warzone.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't played in a while, you know?
Yeah. I haven't heard the noises in a while.
Can we talk about, you have some cool businesses going on.
Yes.
Can we talk about the acting stuff too? Like,
because
you were doing some work, some television stuff and
commercial work. I've done more theater.
Yeah.
And I've done a couple films, but I was remembering the other day, one time that you helped me with an audition.
I don't.
Oh my God. I'll send you the footage. Okay. I have it.
It's good to see you.
He was your best friend. How the hell could you not come to my brother's funeral?
Grace, I'm sorry. I was trying to be sensitive to your feelings.
Now you're sorry. Now you're trying to be sensitive to my feelings. How about 10 years ago?
Look, I wanted to see you after your parents died, but...
What? You ditched me already and you didn't want to make Daddy mad?
Grace, your father destroyed my family. It took us years to restore our reputation.
It took you to restore it. Your father got what he deserved.
Everything your father wrote was a lie. My dad built that hospital.
And then he wrote it blind.
Grace the Crusader. You want my advice? Don't sell the paper. You deserve each other.
I'm signing the papers on Friday. And then I'm moving back to New York.
So why the hell did you come here?
Because I came to say goodbye. I'm sorry about your daughter.
Hey, I'm trying to help out.
But I watched it like 10 years later. And I
wait, is it video?
Yeah. You
we got.
I can't see you, but you can hear you.
Okay, off camera?
Yeah.
But did you get a call back?
No.
But dude, you're close. <didn't> you?
Yeah. They were probably, what's happening with that guy? Yeah. You want the guy off the boys.
Yeah, I did some commercial work back in the day.
At McDonald's, I remember. Yeah.
And so out here, so you were doing, weren't you doing stuff for Spanish?
A theater. So theater. I'm with a theater company. It's called Nirvana. And
Nirvana, okay.
Yes, with the pandemic, we haven't had anything going through these years. But
is that a theater company?
The Nirvana Theater, yes. Mm-hmm. It's a theater company. Okay. We used to perform at the Wilcox, have like a whole season. Unfortunately, now it's closed.
Mm-hmm.
But we did pretty good. We were like the first Spanish-speaking theater company. Mm-hmm. And then last year, I directed and acted in my for the first time on a play for like a, it was
Like a festival, like a 10-minute play.
Was it like a one-woman show or something?
No. It was actually, we were three, two friends. And
what was the name of the...
My name is Art. That was our play, and the festival is called Brisk.
What's the name of the play?
My name is Art.
A-R-T? Mm-hmm. My name is Art, and that was a play.
Yeah, we did it in English.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool,
and we actually, I think we ended up like second or third place.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then what do you do now? What's going on with the Jeep and everything?
Yeah, so that one's a new company I just started.
And what kind of company is it?
So it's called Pinkish Jeep LA.
Pinkish Jeep LA.
Uh-huh.
And what's the purpose of it?
So we do different things. One of them is tours.
Oh, so you do private tours?
Yes.
So how do they, if a person wants to book a tour with you, how do they go about doing
it? So the best way would be, and for more information, it's on our Instagram. So it's at Pinkies Jeep LA.
Mm-hmm.
And we have different links for all the services we offer. One is like we rent it for photo shoots and like music videos and stuff like
so
that.
So there's rappers or singers or actresses?
We recently
actors.
Had a photo shoot for a clothing store, like a really big one. And the photos are really cute. They were like Barbie theme.
Do you charge hourly?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it pretty affordable? Let's say you're a struggling artist. Can you, what's it looking like as far as... Let's say this guy wants to film, like, hypothetically a rap video, and they're looking for a pink Jeep.
I mean, listen, I'm myself an artist. I'm always looking to work and collaborate with other artists. I'm always open. But
you're willing to talk to him about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm open. The Instagram is there. The messages are there.
Okay.
But we also do tours, like, custom. They're private, so it's, like, up to three people.
Oh, okay.
And,
so up to three people are allowed.
And they can, we have, like, one's already made for like the Hollywood sign.
Do you drive?
Like
you drive?
I do.
So you're involved in it through the whole process.
Yes, I take you. I love taking people. I love telling them like the local stuff and explaining and from my point of view as an actress and life in LA.
And so have you gone to like Griffith Park? Mm-hmm. Have you gone to the Hollywood sign?
Yeah, we do. I have one coming. I have a family coming from New Zealand next
month. Oh, really?
And they're celebrating the daughter's 21st birthday.
Okay.
So we're having like a full day custom.
Yes.
They pick the places. So we're driving around and I'm taking their photos and it's just having
that's,
a chill day.
That's
you know?
Great. Mm-hmm. So it's all around. You get all kinds of different walks of life.
Yes, exactly. So we have the pre-made ones and then we also do like custom and yeah.
Didn't you do something with the Melrose flea market?
Yeah, so I have a jewelry company as well.
Can we plug that? What's that called?
It's called Pinkish by M.
Pinkish by M.
Mm-hmm. And that one's mainly also on Instagram.
And what made you think of that jewelry? Like, did you always have interest in jewelry?
I always, when I was young, I would be like with the beads. In class, you know, like they were always on the floor. I was making rings to sell.
What, earrings and necklaces and stuff?
Yeah, we have earrings, necklaces. I design, I make them. Oh, I made this one for Milo. I may start.
You made that?
For dogs.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
And
then, so how does one get a booth at the Melrose Flea Market?
It's kind of tricky. Depends on what you want to sell. Mm-hmm. But it's on their website. Just look it up. And they have a vendor's. Mm-hmm. And then depending on what you want, they have different categories. For jewelry, it's a little harder just because they have too many people and they want to focus more on vintage stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I have to enter a raffle every time in order to get a space. But it's pretty cool.
What time in the morning do you have to get there? Like super early?
Yeah. Set up is like 6 a.m. or something. Yeah.
Because it seems like a good gig because if you get one every week...
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, some people, the ones that are regulars, they do so well. It's a lot of work.
Like, what do you mean so well? They
sell.
They
good.
Sell.
Yeah. There's some people that's all they do. That's how they live.
Really?
They live off just markets.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They do.
Yeah. And it's fun. I love it. Honestly, for me, having an online business and just being in contact with people, seeing how they respond to the pieces. And
where do you get all your pieces of jewelry? Do you go to the do you go downtown LA?
Yeah. Or? So I source a lot of my materials from downtown. I also source a lot from Mexico.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
mm-hmm.
an advantage because. Mm-hmm. That's not everyone has that.
Yes, and then I also I design some and I have them made there.
Yeah.
And then whenever I go, I'll bring them, or if someone's coming, I just have them bring me the stuff
because really?
It's all very small, so it's very easy to bring.
And then, how do you price every item? Like, how do you figure that out? Like,
There's like numbers, very easy numbers. How you do is like depends on the work and what is the total that you're paying for each piece, and then you just kind of double that. So it's like your expenses, and then you double it.
Oh, mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And then how do you get most of your clientele for that?
Just Instagram, you know.
Just online? So if someone wants to get a piece of jewelry, like how do they go about doing
that? Yeah, the same. Right now we have our website. We're working on the website again. So mm-hmm. most of the orders, we get them through directly.
So you do mail Instagram. Or you do mail order?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. We mail everything.
Wow. Yeah. So do you do scrunchies too or headbands?
No, I used to have headbands. We don't have any more.
Yeah,
right now.
Okay. What's a hot seller then? What do people get mostly? Necklaces, custom made, or
yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. I do have a lot of statement necklaces. They're like there's one that says like badass and like stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Those are the ones that
people like that,
mm-hmm.
like with words on
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm,
oh,
mm-hmm.
Do you do bracelets
yeah,
as
we
well?
Do. Yeah, yeah. I recently started doing for men as well.
Yeah.
Because every time I said I had a jewelry, they were like, oh, do you want jewelry for men? And I was like, oh, I don't, but maybe I should.
If you made, what's his name? I was going to say his name, but I did it.
Uh-huh.
The guy up there.
Uh-huh.
A custom-made necklace. Do you think that can mend it with everything?
I thought what you were going to ask me was like, what would you put on it? Oh, yeah, and I was going to go very dark.
Yeah, please don't do that. We're trying to mend things here.
No, I don't know if I want to mend that.
Yeah.
Listen, it's taking so much energy and so much of me already. It's a person I don't want to have a relationship with.
Because if he does something...
No, I'll kill him.
You don't think... You're not the only one.
Like...
Because that's my boy, too.
Like, he... touches a hair of this
a
baby.
Hair. I mean, and look at that underbite,
you
overbite.
You will never see him again.
Yeah. So what? Let's go back to Milo. He's Cocker Spaniel Chihuahua.
So I think he's the way around. But yeah, Chihuahua.
Cocker.
And the Cocker Spaniel.
Are you gonna do a DNA like to figure out his full breed?
No, but I heard you wanted to do that for him for Christmas.
I did.
So I was like,
yeah.
Check.
Yeah. And then you said that because we have our own like. Rapport too.
Uh-huh.
He reacts to me different. Like
he loves me. He loves you.
Yeah.
He adores you. Every time I can't like, cause the patio is like right outside my door, so he just runs back in.
So how many times when I'm not here does he come to my door?
Oh, I do a couple times.
Daily.
If I call him and I go outside and he's not there, I know he's gonna be outside your door, and he's just sitting like right there
so,
waiting.
When we were in Arizona, how many times did he come?
I mean, every time I let him come outside.
And does he just stand on the stoop and he just stands?
I told him to learn how to, like, knock or, like, make a noise.
Yeah, should I get a doggy door for him?
Yeah, that would be cute. Can you imagine?
Oh, so he just
No, I will never see him again.
Yeah.
He'll always be
but
here.
But knowing what the status of Hollywood, I don't want some...
No. You'll
some
get
guy,
another kind
some
of...
guy on fentanyl coming like, in here. Some bald head going, hey, doc, you got drugs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What's happening? Oh, is this a... What is
yeah.
this?
Yeah.
Glory hole?
Yeah. No. How are we going to keep this place safe for all of the neighbors? Can we talk to him and at least say, hey, dude, can
would
you
try
close?
To talk to him?
I don't. I've tried,
See?
But
he's impossible to talk to. You can't talk to him.
Because his face is always red and he's always...
No, but...
Why is he always angry?
As soon as you start trying to talk to him, he starts screaming. So it's impossible.
Yeah.
That's why I don't even bother anymore, because I know it's not going to take me anywhere. It's just going to get worse. So that's why I only ignore him.
How does he stay employed if he has that demeanor about him? If you're an employer and then you hired that guy,
I don't know.
How does he stay employed?
I mean, a lot of people.
Because his energy is so negative.
Worse demeanors.
Yeah, it's just so negative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a sad.
Can we do a make a poster saying, please close, lock the door
every
time?
I've done it, and yeah, I can do that again.
Because I'm just letting you know, when you weren't looking, I had to fix the door. I took some of my a screwdriver, and because he busted it where he couldn't You know, when after it rained,
dude,
I fixed the door for everyone.
I fixed the door many times.
Many I'm just letting you know. I was putting in work out there because I wanted to make it work because it wouldn't shut all the way.
He's broken that door many times. He's done that. He threw also the fence, like the blue fence for the patio. One day he turned the whole thing down, and then just a couple days ago he went through the bamboo on the trees outside. So when you open the door, it was like full of like the trees and stuff, so you couldn't come out.
Can I tell you what I think happens when he's drunk and he comes home late and the door is locked? He loses his mind. And he just, he goes,
So I think all of those times that he just went over the doors, because he didn't want to.
So how long do you think we have here?
Because
I thought we were out 2 years ago or something.
Dude, I thought for sure by now we were gone.
Because I look on Zillow here and there, and I'm just, because I don't know what's happening.
I've stopped because I don't want to obsess about it anymore because we don't know. But I think right now, I think maybe in like January, February, we'll hear from them.
Really?
And then we'll have like 3 more months.
And do you have plans already? Are you looking?
I was until I adopted him. And then
he's got a good life now.
Setup. And then now I have the Jeep, so it has a garage. So, and then I have parking.
That's you. I know. So, once you said, I talked to you out there once, and you go, I'm taking over.
So, I go, I'm not leaving.
So, is that yours too? He goes, yeah. I got my brooms in here. And I go, okay.
It started little by little, and now it's like full of shit that I need to clean up. But
do I need to get a security camera too? Just to be double secure, because you have that part.
Yeah.
What if maybe I could get one too? Yeah. Just because I'm afraid of what he might do.
The guests that he has. But I think for sure we're gonna be here a few more months, and I'm gonna fight to stay as long as I can. Because right now he has a patio where to play, and I have a patio where to have a pool, and then I have a garage.
Oh, how did you make it so enchanted? Like, how did you? I like the paneling you have up there with the Christmas lights.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So what made you do that? Yeah, because it looks nice.
Well, I wanted to like make it look pretty and be able to hang out there. Like, having an outdoor space.
It's cool.
It's like my sanctuary, honestly.
Yeah,
just being
it's
outside.
Enchanted. Mm-hmm. And then you even have a bug killer like that. Yeah,
I just got two. Only one works, but
where'd you get that thing? That thing
Amazon.
That zaps the bugs.
And I want to get the ones that like you zap it with your hands, so you're like, fight those fuckers.
Okay, is there anything we could plug? Like, can we plug the pinkish
Jeep?
Yeah, and then your Instagram and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so mine is Marcella H. Macias.
Can you spell it out?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's Marcella Macias.
Mm-hmm.
And then Milo got an Instagram now.
Can we shout out Milo's Instagram?
I haven't posted anything yet, but we'll be posting, especially for Halloween. Yeah. I have a bunch of cute costumes.
What are you guys going to dress up as?
We're going to be the Simpsons. He's going to be Maggie. I'm going to be Marge.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll send pictures.
And then can we plug your personal Instagram?
Yeah. So that's Marcella H. Macias.
Mm-hmm.
And then Milo is BabyMilo_LA.
Thanks for following me back, because I noticed you followed me back.
Yeah. We can be friends. After 12 years.
After 12 years. It happened, though. And so if you want to rent the Jeep.
Uh-huh.
It's a beautiful pink.
Yes. Jeep. So it's fully customized inside, outside.
The leather interior, the whole thing.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I can take you anywhere if you want to arrive somewhere
looking
cool. You just want to go around and take photos. We have a photographer that we can add on as well.
And that's Pinkish Jeep LA, folks.
Yeah.
And then can we plug your jewelry as well?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's Pinkish by M.
Pinkish by, and that's a jewelry.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I haven't been as active on that Instagram lately because I'm focusing on the other one, but it's still there, and I still have a lot of things that I'm bringing soon.
And how long does it make you? How long does it take you to make a piece?
It depends on the piece and depends on the project. I have a lot of things that are already ready to go, and then sometimes I sit down and I just start playing and experimenting with new things.
Mm-hmm,
so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can I hold Milo too for a little bit?
He's falling asleep. Poor baby, so hot today. There we go, my love.
Hey.
I brought him an outfit, but it was too hot.
All right. So we got Milo. This is my buddy.
Love of my life.
Yes.
Love of my life.
Yeah. Dude, that was awesome. Yeah. We might have to edit some of the guy taking a poo outside my door. Love y'all. Thanks for tuning in. Support her, follow her, and rent the Jeep.
Yes.